Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
What do you love about your vagina?
Oh my gosh, I love that my vagina is really tight.
Oh.
So I've heard. Have you ever had sex on the beach? Not the drink, the real action.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Did sand get in your butthole?
No, but you really have a fascination with buttholes. I'm finding this out. So that is the plan. We are going skinny dipping.
We're going skinny dipping.
Okay.
12 a.m.
Yes.
Booty holes out.
So this guy had to go home with some massive blue balls.
Massive. Oh. But you know, maybe it'll make him like me more, want me more.
Hey everyone, well, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla and I am coming, recording this in...
Jamaica.
Where am I? I'm recording, and I have a new friend, and I made a roommate. I have a roommate here in Jamaica, and her name is Medina Monroe.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay.
With the curious girl.
That's right, with your girl Layla. As it turns out, Miss Medina Monroe has her own podcast that she's had for the same amount of time as me.
I do. It's called Cocktails Dirty Discussions. We drop new episodes each and every Thursday, and we drop bonus content on Patreon every single Monday. So make sure you guys check it out. It's really funny. Kind of raunchy.
It's, well, they're listening to me, so they're used to it. They are absolutely used to it. Now, I've listened to a couple of those episodes, and you guys are hilarious.
Thank you.
I really love that. It's nice that you get to have a co-host and vibe off somebody.
It is, and it's also nice that all of my embarrassing sexual moments are joy for people. Like, I love that I can make someone laugh with my vagina.
I know. Vaginas are funny. Okay, since now that you've segued onto vaginas, I want to know, what do you love about your vagina?
Oh my gosh, I love that my vagina is really tight.
Oh.
So I've heard, you know, like we can't really tell, but I can tell
you
by...
You can't, like, can't you ever stick your finger in there and clamp down to feel how tight it is?
Yeah, but you know how when men feel your tightness, it feels really good for them?
Yeah.
I just know that, like, I have a really tight vagina and men, the sexual partners that I have had or have... really enjoy the taste and the tightness.
Okay, the taste and the tightness.
Yes.
Do you think you have a taste?
So, I always describe it like this. I taste like fresh mountain water. Like, you could bottle my shit
up. Spring water.
Yeah, like, the, right off the mountain. Like, that's how fresh it tastes. I take these pills. They're called taste vitamins.
No.
Yes, I have a bottle. And they, you can go to tastevita.com, get yourself some, use code COCKTAILS10 for a little bestie discount. But on that bottle, it says it, you will taste like a peppermint, a mango, a strawberry, banana. But when I started taking them, I taste like fresh mountain water. You know how Evian just tastes so crispy,
crisp,
clean?
Yeah.
Or Fiji. That's how mine tastes.
Okay, where have I been?
I don't know.
Nobody told me about this.
Oh, I got you, girl. Now I'm letting you know.
You got to send me that with the link and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, and the code and all the things. And you got to
tell
try
me that. I'll put
that in
the show notes.
And it's for men and women. Because, you know, a lot of men, if they're not vegan, they're not tasting too
good. They can taste a little metallic.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
When you're just like, you're like, babe, I wanted to be nasty with you tonight, but I physically can't because I'm going to throw up.
Whose spunk have you tasted that's funky?
So one time I sucked Drake's dick. No, I'm just playing. I was about to go into a whole lot. I love Drake, and sometimes I lie about having sex with him.
You lie about having sex with him.
I would say my current partner, I had to put him on the taste vitamins because he just is he has a lot of meat in his diet, and you can tell.
Yeah.
But now it's tasting better.
Yeah, I think you can tell by how well a guy hydrates.
Yes. How much vegetables
you eat. Yeah, how much veggies.
Even just, when you see it come out, if it's too thick, it's like, that's not going to be delightful. Yeah. I think coconut water tastes like semen. I think that's
how, I know you said that.
Yeah, that's what the flavor it gives me.
Okay. But that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. I don't want to sip on it all day. Yeah. But that's what I think it should taste like.
You know, you've just ruined coconut water for me. I don't think I'm going to go. Okay. That's not going to work. Okay. So we want to talk about our paradise, our Jamaican.
Paradise and Vibe.
Yoga retreat.
Can you guys hear the crickets and the birds?
I think they probably can.
Oh, this is a romantic place. This is my first time to Negril.
It's my first time to Jamaica ever.
Oh.
Yes.
I love it.
I know. It's gorgeous. I absolutely love it. I think we were going to talk about how this kind of vibe, the vibe here, how it makes you feel. It's definitely, you're right, it's a romantic place.
It is romantic. I have planned my wedding 10 different times since we've been here. Like, no, colors, location, the types of flowers. Like, do we want beach, indoor, outdoor? It rains a lot. Where we go? Like, this is just a romantic place. I want to fall in love. Like, for real,
I feel
like
I can tell you're trying to tonight.
I might get some dick tonight.
I think I was going to ask you, are you going to get down with him?
I did kiss him.
I know.
Well, he kissed me under the boat in the clear Jamaican seas.
Now, wait. Okay, explain this to me. You, by the way, I was sick in my room all day.
We both got really sick, you guys. I just soldiered through the boat.
You did. You soldiered through.
I was throwing up in the ocean. And that's when I had a love connection.
And then you had a love connection even with
him. As he was helping me wash the throat out of my braids.
And he's...
he was like, let me help you.
Still,
thank you.
Kissed you.
With throat mouth.
He likes you. He's into you.
But it's interesting, though, because it's like, do you like me or are you just in a romantic area? And this brings out those types of emotions in people, because that could also be it.
You think it's the tropical location?
Yeah, it just makes you want to be walking on the beach holding someone's hand. Whose hand? I don't know. But for real, think about it. If a group of guys came here on our last night and then some of them were attractive, you would instantly try to link up with one just because we're here.
Oh, I would, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Plus,
we'll see. To be continued.
I know. We're still going out to the beach, so we don't know who we'll meet out there.
Have you ever had sex on the beach? Not the drink, the real action.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Did sand get in your butthole?
No, but you really have a fascination with buttholes. I'm finding this out.
Isn't that so odd?
I know. What? Do you like anal
sex? I think I just like saying it. I do, but I had to relax on that because my booty hole was losing its grip. So I had to really, calm down. I liked it too much.
You must have been doing it a lot.
A lot. And then my sex partner had a really big dick, like as thick as this microphone.
No.
Girl, I thought, one time we put
that went in your ass?
That went in my ass. And then he tried to put an anal plug in there. It got stuck in the hallways of my butthole. And we almost had to go to the emergency room.
I got one stuck in my butt too. But no, hold on. It was the opposite. It was because I got my very first one and it was an extra small, and then it had an extra small stem, like that size. Well, you know, so once they're in there for a while, the whole idea is it's supposed to make your butthole relax.
Right.
It did. And during sex, because I like to have wild, nasty, like my legs are going everywhere, this, you know, I'm being spread, pulled.
It got sucked in
while we were having like really rough sex, and I didn't even know that it got sucked in. And then afterwards, I got up to go pee, so I don't get a bladder infection. And I realized, where's my butt plug? And it was stuck up in there.
It was stuck. Did you have to go to the doctor?
No, I got it out, thank God. Or I was going to have to ask him to pull it out. But
he tried to pull mine out. You should have seen me. I'm face down, ass up. He has my butt cheeks spread. He's trying to get it. He's like, push, just push. It was so embarrassing. There's dookie juice coming out. I was like, oh my God. I was like, just, because I was mad at him that he even let that happen.
Yeah.
I was like, you see how hard you're ramming me. You didn't think this was going to go inside. So then I had to sit on the toilet, push, and we were like...
Wait, did it go inside? You were having regular sex or anal sex?
He was hitting it from the back. He wasn't in
my anal. Okay.
The butt plug was in there. You know, just something pretty to look at.
Yeah.
And with each ram, I thought he was kind of keeping an eye on it, because I would keep an eye on it and just pull it out.
Yeah.
No. And he was like, oh, I got to tell you something. I was like, what? He was like, the butt plug is inside of you. Like, I can't even feel it. It was so... We laughed later, but
oh my God,
it was hilarious.
You got it out.
I got it out myself. I had to really dig and just like.
I did the same thing. It's hard to get the right angle on it when you're reaching into your own butthole to try to retrieve something.
Those anal plugs are very, they can be dangerous.
You need to get one that's got an extra big jewel.
And a tail.
Or the, you know, the little, it goes two ways, you know what I mean? So it's like, it can't get sucked in there. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're not as pretty because they don't have the jewel, though. I like the jewel.
I like the jewel. Yeah. But we can try a tail.
Yeah. I know, because otherwise... I've also had one like completely fall out and roll. Like,
I talked to a gynecologist. We had a gynecologist on our show.
Yeah.
And we talked to her about the craziest like sex injuries that she's had to
deal with.
She said, girl, she had to take a remote control out of someone's vagina. What are you doing? What happens in life that you got to this?
Like a TV remote?
A television remote. And she had to take it out. She said her boyfriend wanted to fuck her with the remote, and then he got it. That's like, you know.
How could you not? How come he couldn't get it out?
It was too deep. Have you heard about the gerbil thing that people do? They put the gerbil in the back.
Yeah, and suffocate him.
And put it in their butt.
That is really nasty. You don't need to be killing gerbils.
You don't need to be. Not like
get a vibrating butt plug.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I have one of those. I haven't used it yet, though.
I've heard they're really good.
Really?
I haven't used one yet either, but I've heard they're really good. I need to get one. Do you have a hookup for that? Send me that link, too. And then your little... I've got to get one of these necklaces.
You've got to get a Vesper, you guys.
A Vesper. It's called a Vesper?
It's called a Vesper. It is a necklace that looks like a little bullet, but it is a different kind of bullet. It's a vibrator.
It's a vibrator. Like, you could... And you are ready to...
Like, if I go skinny dipping on the beach tonight, I leave this on, and I'm like...
No, so that is the plan. We are going skinny dipping.
We're going skinny dipping.
Okay.
12 a.m.
Yes.
Booty holes out.
Booty holes. I'm just playing. Okay. Well, and we don't care if the guys are there.
We don't care. We're grown. We've all seen these body parts before.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, all right.
We got it.
Let's go for it. Yeah. I mean, I just, like, I'm good with the girls.
But the guys are kind of... Well, you could always
I will skinny dip. Oh, no. I am not the... This is the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. This is not a knitting circle here. I'm down for this shit.
Yeah.
I do this kind of stuff.
I know that's right. I love that you talked yourself into it.
Yeah. Okay. So the romantic setting. I'm thinking you're going to be having sex tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
I just have this feeling.
You do?
I could tell.
You could tell?
That's the way you guys are headed. Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
He might be kind of scared.
I think he... Oh, no. He's not scared. He's not scared.
I might be getting digged down tonight.
You might be getting digged. Well, I have a feeling. I could be wrong. Maybe I shouldn't say it.
That it's not big?
Yeah.
Oh, I have that feeling too. He tried to put my hand on it, but I wouldn't let him. Because I didn't want to feel it. And then all of a sudden.
Because then you'd be done.
Like,
I know. Don't.
I'm going to bed, guys.
Yeah. I know. People always like, I'd rather be surprised.
I'd rather be surprised because it can go left real quick.
That's right.
I won't even get to know your personality.
Yep. Just surprise me. Don't show me up front because if it's small.
And another thing is I also don't hate small dicks.
I know.
Now, if you present it as if it's not small, then that's a different thing. Now I'm just looking at you like, sir, you need some Coke.
Right. How fucking high were we? We got so high.
So high, you guys, that I didn't know that Layla.
Yes.
She has an obsession with like the houses and how that was the word the
just everything being architecturally symmetric.
So there is a space in the banner of the ceiling and it needs some caulk.
And I said, why did they not caulk that? It's like, what on earth? You don't just
but then we've got another chunk that also needs caulk.
Then there's one right above my head. It just started driving me crazy. Of course, and I'm on, we're high and
cracking up and we're like, you need caulk.
We need caulk. And that's just wrong. Like you don't, that's molding. This is crown molding that's not caulked. Who the fuck doesn't caulk their molding?
Who doesn't caulk their molding?
I don't know.
But
these people don't.
Yeah.
And for me, like my brain just.
So if you guys have some caulk, some good caulk.
Can you come on over and help me caulk this?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we got really, really high. What else were we talking about when we were high like that?
We talked about something. Y'all, we had a Netflix comedy special going on in here.
We sure did.
We were.
Why didn't we record that?
I don't know.
That was dumb.
We talked about so much. The caulking. What else were we really dying, laughing about and couldn't breathe?
I don't know. We were brilliant.
No, we don't even know. See, that's what we does.
Ugh, I know. Are we doing more of that tonight?
I think we should. It's our last night.
Yeah.
We are in the Grill Jamaica, you guys.
It is beautiful here. You know, this reminds me a lot of St. Croix, I was there a lot with someone and repeatedly. And this is like really has the exact same air, feeling, look.
Really?
Yes. And it's sort of driving me a little bit crazy.
Because now you want to call the guy.
But I cannot. I cannot do it.
These types of places will make
this
you.
This will make you. This will.
This will make you call an old friend. Fuck it, Lynette.
Oh, I know. Like, literally, yes. It has that potential.
It does.
And I'm fighting it.
Have you ever had a one-night stand on a trip, on a vacation trip?
Not on a vacation. No. But I think you're about to have it. But you remember, you're going to see him again. You got to think about
that. That's why I might have to hold off.
He's going to want to see you again. And you will see him again if you go to Costa Rica, if you do the Costa Rica trip. Mm-hmm.
But what if there's more men by that time that come?
I fucking hope so.
I think there will be.
I hope there will be. But it sounds like everybody from this trip is going again to Costa Rica.
But maybe they'll extend. First of all, I bet everyone's not going. It's in October. People got kids.
Yeah,
like,
they got stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they'll probably like expand that number.
Well, she said that she wanted to keep it the same number. She likes the intimate group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually like that too.
I do too. So I don't know that there's going to be more.
Yeah.
Well,
what if I don't have a one-night stand? And I wait to have sex and then I end up marrying him.
I was thinking that too.
We were sitting under the stars at that restaurant.
Yeah.
Y'all, we had dinner at this gorgeous hotel, the farewell dinner.
Yes.
And me and the guy, we go and sit down in a shooting star. Just, it was very like, these types of things
Uh-oh.
Make you look at people in like a different light of
life. Uh-oh. And now I see
one. That's how I felt. I was looking at the stars. He's telling about the dippers.
Yeah. Little dippers. He's telling about the dippers.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then she was like, look, a shooting star. And then he just grabbed my head and kissed me. I was like, is that what you're supposed to do? He was like, yeah, I guess.
Ooh.
A paradise and vibe love affair.
That's right. Paradise and vibe baby.
A paradise and vibe baby. Little vibina.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like funny when you do go on trips like this and you meet people and yeah, we're all vibing right now and it's great and we enjoy the time. But you don't really know how people are in their real life.
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
Yeah.
You be looking at us like, oh, okay, now you probably got a whole... you probably got a whole girl over there. You told her wasn't really no girls here.
That's
you
right.
You're probably talking to her on the phone right now, trying to calk her down.
That's right. He's trying to get that last phone call in before he turns in for the night. I'm going to bed.
We
got to
get
up
real early.
Yeah.
The bus is at 7.
Yeah, I know.
Jamaica makes you forget about those types of things. Like when you're in places like that, that's the stuff that you're just like, no,
so.
Go with the flow.
He doesn't strike me as that type.
He doesn't, but most of the men that didn't strike me as that type were that type.
Oh.
And then it made me a little bit nervous because he told me he's a Leo. And I was like, Leos are so smooth with it.
Oh.
They reel you in. They romance you. They wine and dine you.
Okay.
And then you're trapped. You're stuck. You're like, I'm going to be here with you forever. I love you. I love you. And they're telling you the same thing back. And then one day you wake up, they're just gone. They just wrote him a note with a heart on it. Like, it's been great. Go live your life. And you're like,
Wait, are you talking from experience?
Yeah.
Somebody wrote a note and said, it's been great. Go live your life.
He didn't write a note, but not this past birthday, but my two birthdays ago, I was dating a Leo. I was so in love with him. We looked at wedding rings. My family loved him. I met his family. He's a grown ass man. He broke up with me the morning of my birthday. You couldn't wait until tomorrow.
Seriously.
You just couldn't wait until tomorrow. The morning of my birthday, very calm, very honest. He was like, I met someone. If those of you don't know, I was on a show called Temptation Island. I had to leave for about a month and a half to go film in Hawaii. Couldn't have my phone or anything like that. And he understood, like,
you know, I'm going, yeah, this dating show's gonna be cool. Yeah. He's not my husband. And so he was like, yeah, I met somebody when you went to go do the show. He was like, I love you, but I do like her. And I'm taking her to Chicago with me. And I was like, on my birthday, we're literally having birthday breakfast in bed. And I just dropped the pancakes and I was like, is this a joke? He was like, yeah, she knows all about you. And so I was like, does she come up? Are you? What? I had so many. And he was telling me just like this. It's not like he was crying.
No,
and like,
it was just very calm, matter of fact.
He was like, I am not gonna. He was like, I am not going to, like, if there's a trip I want to go on and you can't make it, I'm taking someone with me. He's like, it'll be her. And I was like, but you'll always have the first dibs. Like, you
first right of refusal. Well, thank you very much.
My birthday. And then him and my mom and my dad, they planned a birthday dinner for me, a surprise birthday dinner. I still had to go to the birthday dinner because I didn't want it. My friends had flew back. I didn't want them then.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at dinner getting wasted in front of my parents, which I don't. And my mom's like, what's wrong? She doesn't know. I just got my feelings crunk. He was a Leo and he did it cool, calm, and collected.
Was he at the birthday dinner that night?
Yeah, he was sitting there right there with me.
Fucker! I would have been like, no, motherfucker. Guess what? Your first right of refusal has been refused. Go get that little fucking side piece and deal with her.
It was really it was so sad. I'm probably just now getting over it.
Oh.
But that is what Leos do. He's a great guy.
Okay, Josh, tell me about this dad bod thing. Why do you like dad bods?
Oh, and he had a good dad bod. But he was 6'8", so he had a nice little tall dad bod. So I like...
Yeah, well, you like older men.
I love old men. Let's not say old. Let's just be honest and put it out there for
you.
Old-ass men.
I think the oldest you said was...
67.
Fuck. No, I mean, that's just a big age difference. It's not that, I'm not trying to, like, any there's anybody that's 67. That's not, I'm not saying anything bad about you. I'm just saying that's how old.
I'm 32.
Yeah.
Well, I met him when I was still in college. So he wasn't 67 then, but he's 67 now.
Okay.
I like how old men are just so into you. They almost feel like they never want to lose you.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, because who?
I know, they don't.
He's fucking a 67-year-old man. In her prime.
Yeah.
Me. That's it.
Yeah.
So hide your dads. No.
Hide your dads.
Don't even hide your daddy. Hide your granddad. Because I am in the nursing home.
Coming for
handing out my number.
That's right.
I love it. I think that dads, not the daddies, the dads are fun. They're also maybe going through like a midlife crisis and need you to.
They just appreciate you.
They appreciate you way better than. Yeah. Just the average man who all the women want. I don't want the dude who all the girls want.
Yeah. Okay.
If I do, it has to be like the type of guy where you don't know how fine you are. You're actually kind of insecure. And then I will prey on those types of men. So it's old. Or handsome and he doesn't know.
Handsome and insecure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're kind of an opportunist.
Oh my gosh, am I?
A little bit.
How?
Not in a bad way.
But what is the opportunity?
Just to be put on a pedestal.
I do like the princess treatment.
Yeah.
I do. I love.
I know you do, Miss Disney. What's your favorite Disney? Who's your favorite Disney princess?
Ariel.
I think you asked me that when I was high. I was like, what? I thought we were talking about dicks. We came from dicks to princess. I don't know. But let's go back to dicks because this microphone is really girthy.
It is.
And I think I love a girthy guy, and I dated a guy with a dick that big too one time.
With as wide, he was as wide as the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
At first, it's a little terrifying.
It is.
You're scared.
But I would not let him fuck me in the ass with that.
See, I'm a pleaser when it comes to my men. Mm-hmm. So whatever they want me to do, most likely I will do it. Like no shit stuff. But yeah. But anything, even if it's going to hurt, I'm like, okay, let's take a deep breath. Talk me through it.
Girl, I could not. You couldn't talk me through that.
Once you get the whole thing in there, the pain is done. I always say this. I have a mastered booty hole. And that's what I said when the toy got stuck in there. I was like, this is obviously, I can't use anal plugs anymore. I need a microphone.
I mean, you are stretching it out.
That's probably how the young lady got the TV changer stuck in her. She was just like, what else can we put in here? The coffee pot?
I love my butt plug. I love to get fucked with my butt plug in and a nice big dick. And everything just feels full and satisfied.
Yeah. And stretched.
And stretched. What is it about the stretching?
I don't know.
That feels so good.
It feels so good. But have you ever accidentally been stretched so much that you get a little tear?
Yeah.
That hurts so bad. Yeah. Like, that happened to me when one of the guy that I am involved with now, my sex partner, he was going down on me. He spread it open to me. And the next morning I was in the shower and I was like, oh my God, a little rip. It's like a little paper cut on your pussy.
It's like, haven't you ever cut yourself, like cut your lip with your razor?
Yes.
Ow, that's that same thing. No, I know. I have a lot of rough sex. So I will get those little tears. And actually, you know, it's awful. I was at my gynecologist one time and she's like, have you been having a lot of rough sex? She's in me with the little spreader, you know, like up in there. She's like, have you been having a lot of rough sex lately? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. She's like, yeah, I think yeah.
I see it.
She's like, I can see. I'm like, what do you see? They are little like micro tears. She can see them in there.
They hurt.
Yeah, I know. That's why you can't have... Have you ever had it so rough, like, your vagina is swollen the next day?
Oh, my God. I have had it so rough where I had to be like, I know more.
I couldn't sit.
I can't have sex.
I couldn't sit.
With you anymore.
I had to do a Jeep ride off-road, bouncing. And, you know, Jeeps aren't, like,
right,
cushy. With my beat-up vagina, I was dying. And I think I was getting a bladder infection, too.
Women have to endure so much just to
come. We do.
Like, you can, there's so many things. First of all, you could get pregnant, and if you don't want the baby, that's obviously traumatic.
Yeah.
You could rip your vagina.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know he ripped it, so he's still just fucking you.
Fucking away, yeah.
And you're like, each thrust is painful.
Yeah.
You could get a bladder infection. Mm-hmm. You could get a bacterial infection.
Yep.
You could come on your period while you are fucking, and now you're looking like Bloody Mary, and you're just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I literally, this was God's fault. I can't control it.
Will you have sex on your period?
Absolutely.
What about guys that won't have sex with you when you're on your period?
We won't be dating.
Thank you.
Most of them, like, I like to, when...
I broke up with a guy. I just was like, don't even bother.
It's just a little blood, and especially, I like dads. You've seen a child get born.
There you go. You like dads.
Yeah, it's just blood. But a lot of the guys that I fuck with, they don't mind eating or fucking your period.
Okay, I've only had one guy that wanted to go down on me when I was on my period.
Did you let him?
I did. It was the first time I ever fucked him. And he wanted to, and I was like,
are you a vampire?
You know, I'm like, fine with me. I mean, if it's okay with you, I wanted to experience it. But it was hard. You know what? It was really hard for me because it was the first time I was with him. And he had a really big dick, too. And I really wanted to fuck him more than I wanted, you know. So I'm like, okay, just go ahead, do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, moving along. Oh, no. Oh, there we go.
We're in Jamaica. Our power just went out.
Fortunately, we're still recording. I know. I was like, and anyway, so he did that. But I didn't want to see him again after that, because you know why?
It wasn't good. He tried to smear the blood on your face.
No! God, no. He had a merce.
What is that?
Do you know, a man purse.
Oh, that's what that man just bought for his birthday when we were at the...
That was a merce?
Yeah, it was a Louis merce.
Okay, well, this wasn't a Louis. I might have let it slide. But he had a full-on merce. And I'm just like...
What did he keep in it? I'm just curious. His wallet, a cologne?
Yeah, a wallet, I guess. Money. I don't know. It was so thin. It's like, what was the point?
Like,
you're not putting lip gloss and a cell phone. Maybe put a cell phone in there. I don't know.
It's weird. Put it in your pocket.
It was weird.
I had a guy the first night we were fucked. I was on my period. I let him know. He went down there. You know how you're kind of like insecure about it? Because you're like, period has a smell. You don't know if you leaked through your...
Right,
you're just like, what?
Oh, what is he? Yeah.
He goes down there. He licks around my tampon and takes it.
No!
Then he bites the string and takes it out. It was so sick. It was so fucking sick. He just threw it on the floor.
Did it hit his chin?
I had to. You know what I'm getting at? He did that, and I just looked at him, and I was like, you know when a man really, like, establishes his dominance in whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's, like, y'all are out, and he pays for something, and you weren't expecting it, and it's, like, a big thing, like, or some shit like that. Yeah. He's like, I'm about to show you how nasty I am. And he looked me in my eyes the whole time.
Oh, he's like, you're loving this.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And we had the most amazing sex all night long.
What happened to him?
He's still around. Oh. So, yeah, I would never let anything never happen to him.
Okay, okay. So it sounds like, so you kind of sound like me in the sense that you have, you like to have just multiple like play partners.
Not anymore. Now I only have one.
Okay.
I have one sex partner right okay. now. We refer to him as Lieutenant Bay, and he's the one who took the tampon out of my teeth. We've always been fucking for about a year.
Okay.
So I used to do the multiple thing, but now as I get older and I'm just like a grown woman and I don't want all these people throwing off my pH balance. And it's just so easy.
It does.
And it's just like...
It does. I know. When you have a lot of sex with different guys.
Mm-hmm. And I get really attached to people. I really do. I am a hopeless romantic. Like, I do understand the whole, like, we're just having sex. But most of the time, I'm not just having sex. We're going to be saying, I love you. And we're going to like each other for real. So, you know, I don't even have the time really to spread
amongst. Do the casual.
Yeah.
You know what I like? See, I like to have a primary partner that where I'm allowed to play. So if you have a dad that's a primary partner, a lot of times they will allow you to play because
they're married.
No. No. No.
Because what?
Because they understand that you may need more sex than they can be around for or whatever.
Energy.
Or the energy, and they want to keep you. And they want, I found too that older men, you love people differently when you get older. You mm-hmm. just, it's different. You really, you get to that point where that person will say, I love you so much that I don't mind. I want you to be happy.
Do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do. As long as I'm the primary one and you only follow, you know, you only love me,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever your rules are, they'll let you go do it.
They will. Oh, I love old men, ladies. If you have never dealt with a dad bod having dad, you have got to add this to your bucket list. They are sweet. They're great at sex. Don't underestimate
them. Okay, I'm trying to think. I guess my older guy has a dad bod.
Yeah. Little belly?
No, but he's, you know, just...
A little saggy, little titties.
Yeah.
I love a little saggy titties.
Yeah. Yeah, he can actually have a nipple orgasm.
Really?
He can come just from you playing with his nipples.
I used to deal with the 67-year-old. That's how I didn't even have sex with him. I would just lick and nibble on his titties.
And he would just come.
He'd be screaming. He had this old man voice. He was really old. I don't think I'll do 67 again.
Yeah, that's old.
He's like, oh, my dude. And I would be trying so hard not to laugh. Like, oh my God, if my mom knew I was doing this right now, she'd be like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Did something happen?
Wait, so, but when did you fuck him?
So we had a threesome. He actually invited me. He was a wild little man.
Oh.
He invited me over. He knew. Oh, another thing I love about old men is they know what you're not going to let them do. Like, he already knew. I used to be like, you're old. Like, you're going to have to come up off some bridge for me to, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So he had one of his other girls come over. And we were all, like, watching a movie,
mm-hmm.
just talking. And I knew how bad he wanted me. And I was like, let me just grant him his one wish. He's going to die soon.
Yeah.
And it was during COVID. I was like, he's at risk.
He's at risk.
And so we did a thing. It was a threesome situation, but he really was fucking her.
Yeah.
I just was like, I want to watch you, but I couldn't let him hit it from the back.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. Oh, he did fuck you.
He did.
Okay.
And that was the only time.
That was the only time.
Yeah. Other than that, he just liked me to go out with him, have a good time with him, you know, show him new things, new restaurants. I really think I could make a job out of it.
Would you marry someone with that kind of an age difference?
Absolutely. Now, I do want kids, so we have to figure that part out. But
he can still have kids.
True. I guess the child might not know him, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could do it. They don't have time for arguing. There might be some boring moments, but I'll probably have a little thing on the side.
That's when you get to have a boyfriend on the side.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is a good arrangement.
It is. It's fun. It's exciting. Go with the flow.
Yeah. You got to put those wheels in motion, I think. Yeah. You got to lock that down. Okay. This one, he's not old enough. He's out. But you could keep him around for the side
sex.
Side sex. Yeah.
Or just to... You do romantic things with someone to...
Now, okay, so why... Tell me, though, again, the dad bod. Why the dad bod?
I love it.
What do you love about the dad bod?
They've lived life. Normally, like, the dad bods that I like, they, you know, they've done well for themselves. Yeah. Their those bellies represent financial freedom. Okay. You know, they just got a little pudge, little titty.
They're confident moves. Most of the time.
They're called moves. Man boobs. Moves. Merses and moves.
They know. Another thing I like about dad and dad bods is, like, that dad bod, you need him for something, he's there. He can fix stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's your dad. So.
Yes. Yes.
And he knows it.
Yeah.
Like, older men, they have dad bods and they're with someone who's fit or even just kind of in shape and keeps up with herself. They know what it is. They know what time it is. They know what they need to be doing. Yeah. Like, they just get it. So when I am on these beaches and I see these old dads, everybody's looking at, you know, the young Jamaican men that are fine and strong.
Yeah.
I'm like, but look at that man behind him dropping his cheese on his chest.
Dropping his cheese on his belly. Let me just go pick that up for you.
Sweat beading down his forehead. He needs someone, and it's me.
Yeah.
I want to make that man feel
so good.
Loved. Dad bods are easy to love.
They reciprocate that, though.
Yeah.
They reciprocate that in spades. That's the cool thing. Yeah. So what about younger guys? Have you ever...
I mean, I deal with younger guys, but sometimes it's younger guys are just boring. Like, sometimes the conversation isn't there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the money isn't there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes.
For the most part.
For the most part. That is what it is. Like, they're, and I get it. Like, you're trying to figure yourself out on your journey still.
Yeah. They're still on their way up. Yeah.
Yeah. I think young guys can be fun to hang out with every now and again. Mm-hmm. But, like, I like them in after the journey. Like, you already know.
I like their hard dicks.
Yeah. The young guys?
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've been with a young guy.
They can cut diamonds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you meet guys at?
I meet them. I'm a very good flirt.
Oh.
I can, if I see somebody that I like, I have no problem. That's what we were talking about.
We were when we got here, making the first move.
Making the first move. It's like, yep.
Like, hey, tell me, okay, because I'm going to really start trying this. I don't do that often.
Yeah.
What is the, what's a good tip? I see the guy, I mean, I'm in Whole Foods. I'm getting in the fresh produce aisle. Mm-hmm. I see a guy, I'm like, oh, he's cute. He's by himself.
Yeah.
What should I say?
What's he buying? Well, what's he buying?
He's getting a bag of lettuce.
Yeah. That looks good. What do you, are you having, what are you having for dinner tonight? Anything. Guys are easy. If you just open the door for them, they will pick up the conversation and run with it.
I'm really going to start trying this.
Yeah.
And even just to, like, build my confidence up with it, I'm going to do it with people I don't even really like.
Don't expect anything. Just start. Guys don't get, I think guys are so used to approaching women, which I like. Don't get me wrong. I still want to be pursued.
Right.
But, you know, if I, see, because my type is very narrow. It's tall and 6'2" and above.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't, you know, you just, there's not a whole lot of those.
Yeah.
Right?
There's not. And they know that, see, that's the bae that I had, 6'8" bae. He was 6'8". And he just, everyone, when we would go anywhere, I knew, I just saw everyone looking at him. I was like,
yeah,
he's too confident.
Oh, he's too confident. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I don't know if I noticed that about the, I think they are confident. They probably are. But I like that. I'm confident. They're confident. And then we kind of play off each other as we play with that energy. It can get real flirty.
Yeah. I love flirting. I can't wait to go out on the beach.
You got to start flirting.
You just got to start flirting.
Just start tonight because you already got somebody. You've already been flirting. Oh, what are you talking about, Miss Dipper?
I got to
kiss a kissing comets. Jeez. But you got to figure out before you don't leave it to chance. I want your mind made up when you walk out that door.
If I'm fucking him or not.
If you're fucking him or not.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
He doesn't have a roommate.
He doesn't. And I think he's going to ask me to spend the night, but...
Oh, I think he's going to, too. Yeah.
Well?
I think he's going to, too.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, whatever happens tomorrow morning, we're going to really fast record the deets.
Okay.
And I will add that.
to this. Swear to God. So you got to make a good girl.
Yes. Nasty.
Nasty.
Beach.
Yes.
Skinny dip.
We're all skinny dipping. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I know. Well,
if there are any dad bods out there that you want to know if you have a true dad bod and want to know if I'm attracted to you, please DM me. My Instagram is coffeebeandean. My Twitter is Medina_Monroe. I am single. All the dads.
All the dads. You heard it. Dads out there. Miss Medina's waiting to hear from you. Well, I think that was good. We did a little quickie there, but we got one from Costa Rica. Why do I keep saying
Jamaica? Because you really can't wait to go to Costa Rica.
I can't wait to go to Costa Rica. I am already like moving forward, but that's bad because I need to be in the present, remember?
Yeah, so in the now.
In the now. Got to be in the now. So right now, guys, I'm about ready to go skinny dip. And I hope I don't get stung by a jellyfish on my vagina or my, as Medina's favorite part, booty hole. That would be you. That would be you because that would make such a funny
episode. I would be so mad.
I will take a picture of it.
I got sand in my vagina and a jellyfish
Oh, wait a minute. We did get sand in our vagina.
Y'all, we had sand
patties. We had sand patties.
In our private parts.
In the privates. I washed it once. It wasn't, and then I went to the bathroom later. There was still a sandy load in there. Still,
it was bad.
In the lips. I guess I got some sticky lips. I don't know. It was in there. It was wedge. Yes. All right. Well, everybody, you know where you can find me as always. Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Don't forget, if you love this episode, like I know you're going to. Go ahead and leave me a voicemail. You know, I love that. And I promise to get back to you with my voice, thanking you personally for leaving your message. All right, everybody, take care. Mwah. Stay
Bye.
Safe. Love you guys. Bye.
All right, guys. Well, as promised, here is the result of what happened from the previous night. I'm not going to give away any spoilers. You'll have to listen. But I just want to say that this trip to Jamaica was amazing. It was exactly what I needed. It was this fun yoga retreat with these amazing, amazing people. The vibe was great. We have another one planned in October. We're going to Costa Rica. So I'm going to put the links to all of that because if anybody wants to go, if they're interested in yoga, they want to just experience a fun trip. First of all, Costa Rica is amazing. I had one of my best vacations of my entire life was to Costa Rica. I went there for 3 weeks. It was life-changing for me. At that moment, I went, was what I needed. It's a beautiful place and I highly recommend it. So I'm going to put the links up. I'm going to also put the links up in the show notes for everything that Medina talked about. I was so blessed to get to meet her and that my lovely friend, Mickey, who you guys have heard on the podcast, who I met in my yoga teacher training, she put us together as roommates. Now, when I went, I had the option to pick a roommate or not. I was going to do, I want to be alone. That's me. I'm just like, oh, hell no. I don't want to share a room, blah, blah, blah. No. Oh my gosh. Best thing I did. And for some reason, when Mickey suggested, do you want to have a roommate? And she kind of said, like, I think I know who I'd room you with. I trusted what she was saying because I love Mickey and I trust her so much. And I just thought, yeah, I'm here to sort of, as you go on any vacation, it's really fun to be able to have your time and think and have some solidarity. But what this trip was about was really connecting with this amazing, amazing group. And I did that and it was so much fun. And as it turns out, I get roomed with another podcaster. It was just so fun to hear. First of all, I'd heard her show before a couple times because iTunes will sort of suggest, as I have a podcast in a specific genre, they'll suggest other podcasts to listen to, and hers came up and I had listened to her. And so that was the funny thing or maybe it wasn't ironic at all, maybe it was just kismet. But when Mickey said, I want you to room with this person, I was like, wait a minute, does she have a podcast? I've heard her. It was really, really amazing. So you've got to, if anybody's interested in yoga, you don't know yoga, you want to learn yoga, I'm going to put up the link in the show notes to the next little getaway yoga getaway that I'll be doing. And if you're interested at all, you should go sign up now, because predominantly, I think most of the people that went to this one that we just did in Jamaica, the Paradise and Vibe in Jamaica, it's going to fill up with the people that are already going to go again. And Mickey wants to keep the group small. She wants it to be, you know, she wants to keep it kind of relatively small and intimate. It's better that way. It really is, because everybody gets a chance to meet each other. Super fun. So at any rate, without further ado, here is the result of the previous night. And I guess I know you're all wondering, did Medina fuck this guy or not? Well, hang on to your hats. Here we go.
All right. So we're back, because we left it off with my slutty little roommate. Going to maybe get some.
Maybe I found love on the island. I've had on Temptation Island all over again.
Did you fall for the temptation? Did you make a Jamaican baby?
I didn't make a Jamaican baby, but almost.
Yes.
We came very close to it, and I thought about it, because now I'm a grown-up, and I weighed out my options, and I decided that...
I weighed out my options,
and I decided, you know what? If I do sleep with this man, it's not going to be today in Jamaica, the day before we both depart.
There you go.
And I made that decision. I stuck with it. And we did fondle now. We did.
Say,
we didn't. We rolled around. Lovely. We started on the beach. Like, yeah. It was so romantic. Yeah. How could you not? We were just like kissing. And like, then the locals just started staring at us. So we moved it inside. Yeah. But it was beautiful. It felt like a perfect date.
Yeah. Okay. And so basically, how late did you guys stay up?
Oh, man.
Did you sleep at all?
We slept and we did like intermittent sleeping. Like, would sleep, take a little nap, and then wake up, roll around, hunch a little bit, kiss.
We
did the morning kiss without brushing teeth. That is...
Okay, well, this man kissed you after you threw up, so let's not forget that. Did we leave that out?
I think we did. No, I think we said that. I don't know.
First kiss, and you said that. He was, like, helping you
get the throat out of my braids.
Out of your braids, and...
And then, you know, it's funny, because he goes... That's when I realized I liked you. And I was like, when I was throwing up in the ocean.
Yeah.
In the Jamaican seas. Yeah. That's when you realized it? He was like, yeah. He was like, because you were really just over there throwing up. And then you just kept it going. Like, you were just really soldiering through the dance.
You did. Oh, my God.
But no sex. Just fondles and feels.
So this guy had to go home with some massive blue balls.
Massive. But, you know, maybe it'll make him like me more, want me more.
Maybe. I mean, definitely. Definitely gives him, you gave him a little taste, but not too much.
Yeah, not too much. I showed him what I was working with, though.
Okay, what are the odds? He went in that shower and jerked it big time this morning.
Do you think he did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. You think so? I don't think he had time. He probably did.
Oh, he'd be like two strokes. I mean,
I left my vibrator necklace in his room, and he brought it back to me this morning after I did my walk of shame.
Oh.
And he was like, you left this. And I was like.
And we didn't even get a chance to use it. Does he know what it is?
He does know. I turned it on the beach, and he was like, who are you?
Did you use it?
The modern day Cinderella.
The modern day Cinderella. Did you use it?
No, we didn't use it.
I was a very good girl. You were a very good girl.
I was acting so innocent.
I thought for sure
that I was smashing. So did I. There was a moment even when I was like, just slide these panties to the side and fuck him.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I don't know. The grown woman in me was like, let's see what he's like in real life first.
Yeah. There you go.
You never just want to give up the juices, and then you find out who the person really is, and you're like,
wasted it.
Another body under my belt for no fucking reason.
Right. Well, there we go. Avoid bodies under your belt for no fucking reason. That is the takeaway from this whole entire episode.
Yes, that's it. This was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I want to do it again.
Yes.
Just the video. That's fun. Okay, there we go. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.